Let's check in with the WPKY broadcast crew here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Well, we were on the road on Tuesday, and we're back on the road again today for WPKY. They really celebrate FFA week. It's been kind of a crazy FFA week. We'll talk to Mr. Jennings in just a moment. Parker Jennings, who's one of our FFA advisors. It has been a crazy FFA week, hasn't it? We're here at West Kentucky ATV. So thank you guys for having us out today. Michelle White and Seth is here. He's over on the other side of the room. He didn't want to come over and talk. But appreciate you guys having us out today to celebrate FFA week.
Well, thank you for coming out. We were just talking that FFA is close to all of us. My oldest son, Cole, who works here for us at West Kentucky ATVs, is in the FFA. And we were just talking about they made our sign in Ag Shop. So it's an organization that's very near and dear to all of us.
I think it's fantastic. And, you know, that's what, of course, a lot of folks rely on their ATVs on the farm and agriculture today and just to have fun and play around on, too. But they become a pretty important work piece this day and time.
Absolutely. I would say probably 80-90% of our sales are utility ATVs that go out to our farmers and ranchers close by. So it's very, very helpful.
You said your husband's handling all the technical questions, but tell us, for folks who may not know, what kind of ATVs, what brands, what kind do you sell?
So we sell all pre-owned, and we have a huge range of brands, anything from Polaris, Can-Am, Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha. We've had some things like Trackers and CF Moto, all brands, and we also have parts and accessories and a service department if you need service or repair.
That's a big thing, because if you can make and get one, but to get it fixed and get it repaired and have somebody who knows what they're doing with it, that's important.
Yeah, we have a wonderful technician, Terrell, and he is he's very proficient and does a great job, and we really appreciate everything he does.
You've got a great location here off Highway 62 as well, and a beautiful building, and then some neat examples out front. Some of them got a little snow, but they'd be fun to run in the snow today.
Yes, yeah, Cole had a little bit of fun outside yesterday in the snow, and it's definitely a great time of year. We're doing a giveaway right now on our Facebook page, and we've had lots of people post their photos out in the snow with their ATVs, and it's really fun to see.
Man, fantastic. Seth, come here just a minute. Tell me a little bit about what's your aspect of the business. We talked a little bit about what you guys have, and you guys look for really, really have a great market for ATVs.
We do. We buy mostly dealer trade-ins. We buy a few off individuals. We take trades on our units that we have for sale also if somebody's looking to upgrade but don't really know how to sell theirs. It's been a good expansion since we've got out here. We really didn't know how it was going to go. We've had a lot of support by the local community, Eddyville, the close towns around here. I work for the power company in town. Michelle runs the store, so I'm not here a whole lot. It's kind of behind the scenes, picking them up, getting them ready, and then she's the face of the place, so she keeps things going.
I tell you what, I think she does a great job with it. Obviously, you keep her power on. That's important, too.
Yeah, power goes a long way. It keeps people happy, so especially when it's cold right now, so you never know. Things happen, but we do our best.
Especially on a day like today, you want your power on for sure today, don't you?
Absolutely.
Although, you know, you step outside, it feels warm just seeing the sunshine like it is today. It feels really nice.
Yeah, I'm hoping this weather will break and people can get out and start enjoying things. You know, we usually business picks up when they get out, do a little yard work, and they're actually wanting to get out and enjoy the outdoors. And so that's a hope that we have here pretty soon, that the weather's going to break and people will be out doing those kind of things.
How'd you guys get started? Or Michelle, you might want to weigh in on this too. How'd you guys get started in West Kentucky ATVs?
Oh gosh, that's a long time ago. I guess so. We're high school sweethearts, and as long as I've known Seth, he has tinkered and worked on ATVs as long as I've known him. And I don't work on any, but I sure do enjoy them when they're finished. And when we dated, we went on trail rides together and had all kinds of fun. And as we got married and our kids got older, it became something that we did on the side and from our home on Sand Lake Road for about 10 years, and it just slowly grew.
And I think it's fantastic, obviously. And you guys even have a unique connection. Not only is Cole connected to the FFA, but your sign here inside was done by the FFA.
It was, yeah. And Mr. Jennings and Cole, they worked on that in Ag Shop for us, which is so cool. And even our cousin, Ben Jones, I'll give Ben Jones a shout out. They all helped, and we were really tickled that they could do that for us.
I like it. I think they did a great job with it, for sure. It looks fantastic, and so you couldn't ask me more than that.
We've added a lot of little touches to the place since we've opened up. I think that's probably the coolest thing we've got out here.
Exactly right. We'll talk about some of the accessories you can get here as well. Some neat things to go along with your ATVs. As well, we'll talk with Mr. Jennings and BJ, as everybody calls him. That's what your FFA students said they call you. That's the official name. So we'll talk with him, talk with Cole about his SAE project as well. He does through West Kentucky ATVs. Of course, we're on WPKY 103.3 and 1580 AM.